呢、這個講台都好大，不過都好似未夠位。
I thought this pulpit was large enough, but evidently it's not enough.
請我打開聖經。
Let's turn to the Bible. To the letter to the Ephesians.
以弗所書第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
已經好似好幾次同弟兄姊妹交通啊呢一章嘅聖經，不過我哋今朝早仍然嘅要嚟讀一次。
Now we spent several weeks on this particular letter, but we're going to continue on today in the same letter.
以弗所書第二章十九節開始。
We'll begin with Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19.
這樣你們不再作外人和客旅，是與聖徒同國，是神家裡的人了，並且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶穌自己為房角石，各房靠他聯絡得合適，漸漸成為主的聖殿，你們也靠他同被建造，成為神藉著聖靈居住的所在。
Beginning reading verse 19, it says, So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
然後再睇提摩太前書第三章。
And then let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前書第三章第十五節。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5.
十五節。
Verse 15.
倘若我擔言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中當怎樣行。這家就是永生神的教會，真理的柱石和根基。
Reading verse 15. But in case I am delayed, I write so that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth.
好，聖經就暫時讀到咁多啊。
We'll end our Bible reading here for now.
我哋再一次嘅嚟仰望主。
Let's come together to look to the Lord.
親愛嘅主，我哋感謝我哋同埋讚美你。
Beloved Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
主啊，你就係嗰個教會嘅頭。
For you are truly the head of the church.
啊，你教會係你嘅身體。
And the church is your body.
啊，你又係教會嘅國。
You are the cornerstone.
主啊，我哋喺你嘅面前，我哋要再次嘅等候你。
Lord, once again we come before you to await your presence.
等候你再向我哋讲说话。
To wait for you to speak with us.
主啊，愿意我哋每一个人都嚟到你嘅面前，有一个敞开嘅灵。
May each one of us come before you with an open heart.
主啊，愿你嘅圣灵能够自由地运行在我们的中间。
And that your Holy Spirit will be able to move freely in our midst.
就因着你自己的话，我们这个人又可以改变。
And that through your words, that will bring change upon us as an individual.
愿你的见证在这里被建立。
May your testimony be established here.
我们将以下的时间再次的仰望你。
We commit the rest of the time into your hands, Lord.
愿你得着荣耀和
尊。May you be glorified and may you be praised.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
我们曾经用一些时间跟弟兄姊妹交通过，教会是基督的身体。
Now we spent some time speaking on the topic that the church being the body of Christ.
神实在是用 在各方各国在不同的人种的当中来拣选了人出来。
Indeed, God has chosen people from all races, from all corners of the earth, all places.
将这些人放在一个 團體嘅裏邊。
And place them all into one fellowship.
呢個團體稱為教會。
And this fellowship is called referred to as the church.
所以喺教會嘅裏邊係唔分猶太人、外邦人。
So in the church, there is no distinction between the Jews and the Gentiles.
唔分為奴嘅或者自主嘅。
Makes no distinction between those who are bond slaves and those who are masters.
或者男或女。
Nor male nor female.
在基督耶穌的裏面都成為了一。
That in Christ we have all become one.
但是照樣的是讓這些在神面前成為祂的兒女的人得到這個應許去承受土地。
And that we haven't been now been bestowed the place of being children of the living God, we have now been given the authority to have possession of this earth.
或者話承受產業，咁我哋弟兄姊妹就
or to receive the inheritance that has been laid up for us.
咁上次我哋都交通個教會有一個性質。
Now we shared last time of how that there is a unique characteristic of the church.
就係神嘅國。
That being the church is the kingdom of God.
神係我哋嘅國王，我哋嘅。没错，神是我们的国王。
And God is the king.
是我们的元首。
He is our head.
他是统治者。
He is the president.
我们服在他的这个权柄的底下。
And we submit to his authority.
而我们也是根据他的话而活的。
And we live based on his word.
今早刚才我们读过那段的经文。
Now in the verses that we read just now,
要跟弟兄姊妹交通的今天这个题目。
We come to this now, or to the next theme, which is listed here.
教会是神的家。
That the church is the household of God.
刚才读的第一处 的经文，他们这样说，这样你们不再作外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里面的人。
In the first verse that we read, it says, Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
神的话就很清楚地讲给我们听。
God's word is very clearly stated for us.
同埋第二节的经文。
And the second reference.
这家就是神，永生神的教会。
It tells us that In the house of God, which is the church of the living God.
其实当我们读完这两节圣经之后呢 我可以不用讲。
In actuality, that's all we need. Just reading these two verses, actually I can step away from the pulpit now.
我们是与众圣徒同国，是神家里面的人。
We are members of the household of God, it says.
而这个家就是永生神的教会。
And this house of God is the church of the living God.
我们讲了很多次教会就是我们这班人。
We've stated many a times that the church is us, we, this group of people.
教会就是人。
The church are people.
神的家就是教会。
And the household of God is the church.
原来这个家这个观念呢是从神那里而来的。
This concept of the household is from God.
因为神创造了天地。
After God created the heavens and earth,
亦就造了人。
He also made man.
神在人的当中做了一件很特别的事情 and, 就是建立神的家。
And he established a very unique institution amongst men, and that was the household.
我们看见神的家有三个人。
In the household of God, there are three entities. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And they are in harmony. By the grace of salvation, Jesus Christ gave to us, saved us.
将我们怎么放在基督耶稣的里面。
And what happened thereafter? He placed us in Christ.
咁因为我哋喺基督耶稣嘅里边。
And because we are in Christ,
所以 我哋亦都喺神嗰个家嘅里头。
As such, we are part of the household of God.
所以，教会系神嘅家呢个观念系咁样嚟噶。
And so this is where the concept of the church being the household of God came from.
那其实大家都知道乜嘢系家啊
？Now we all understand what a household is.
你有你嘅家，我有我嘅家。
You have your household, I have my household.
但系喺基督耶稣嘅里边。
But in Christ.
是他将我们放在一起。
He actually is the one that placed us all together.
是他将生命放在我们的里面。
He implanted his life in us.
我里面有基督的生命，你有基督，在基督里面的生命。
I have the life in Christ, and you have the life in Christ in you.
他也都有基督的生命，在所有信主的人的身上面，都是留着基督耶稣的生命。
Each one of us has the life of Christ.In us, and as such, together we share the life of Christ.
咁神俾我哋有作儿子嘅名分
，and He gave us, or He calls us His sons.
所以我哋就系喺呢个家嘅里头嘅一份子。
As such, we are a part of this household.
所以家啊，或者家庭系呢个一个家嘅意思系。一个家庭咁样嘅。
So a household, of course, is we know this as a family.
喺属灵嘅一个程度上边，圣经话我哋有父老、少年人同埋小子。
As far as the level of maturity within this family, God tells us from His words that there are the old men, the young men, and those who are babes, elders, young men, and babes.
Yeah. 咁啊，當然實際上邊，我哋都係有年長嘅、年青嘅或者小孩子啊。
And that's what it is in reality as well. That there are those who are older, those who are younger, those who are children.
但無論如何，喺呢啲嘅眾人嘅裏邊，都係因著有基督耶穌嘅生命嘅緣故，佢哋合埋一齊。
But regardless of the maturity or the age.We are all tied together because we share the life of Christ.
而且我哋系居住喺埋一齐嘅。
Not only that, but we dwell together.
所以呢个成为咗嗰个家嘅实际。
As such, we constitute the family.
所以教会里边每一个人都系有着基督耶稣嘅生命嘅成分。
So each one of us possesses the life of Christ.
所以应该就是说在这个弟兄的身上我们看到基督。
That's why we should be able to look at this particular brother and see the life of Christ
exhibited. 在那个姊妹的身上看见基督。
And we should see Christ lived out in that sister's life.
但如果在这个弟兄的身上看到亚当，那个姊妹的身上看到夏娃呢，那就有问题了。
The problem comes when we only see Adam in that brother's life, or we can only identify Eve from that sister's life.
So 教会是神的家，这个讲到一个家庭。
So when we say that the church is the household of God, it refers to the fact that we are all in one family.
有一次我在行 Costco 的时候呢，就见到有几个人突然间在那里入来。
One day I was shopping at Costco and I saw a group of individuals come through the entrance. And Esther just whispered to me, Oh look, that's a family over there. And said, Well, how do you know they're a family? We don't even know them. And he said, Just look at their appearance. They all look alike.
So in a family, in
a family,
家人嘅里头
there are individuals of the family. There are members of one household.
佢哋似样嘅。
They resemble one another.
如果唔似样咧，就可能系其他噶啦吓。
If they don't resemble another, that's just another issue altogether.
教会系成嘅家，亦都系家庭，亦都系住家。
The household of God, we are all a part of one family, but we also are, we dwell in one home.
所以 即使是兄弟姐妹或者父母，如果你不住在一起的时候，
So whether you are a parent or whether you are a child, if these individuals of the of one family do not live together,
我们都不用得这个字住家。
Then it's difficult for us to identify where they live as being a home.
他是一家人，但是不是住在一起。
Sure, they are all members of the same family, but they might live at different places.
教会是神的家。
Well, the church is the household of God.
是一个家庭。
And the church is the family of God.
也是一个住家。
But it is also the home of God.
或者说记得主耶稣自己讲过话，喺约翰福音14章嗰度话，我父嘅家里边好多住处。
And if you recall in John, the Lord tells us that in my house are many in my Father's house are many mansions.
有啲嘅地方就亦做系一个居所 ，a dwelling place.
And in some translations, that mansions is referred to as dwelling place.
就系呢个住家嘅意思。
And so this is what this home, the concept of the home comes from.
原来神其实有个心意要同神的儿女一同居住的。
Because the intent of God's heart is for him to dwell with his children.
所以在圣经里面很多的地方。
So that's why there are many, many references that we find in the Bible.
都讲出呢个神嘅心意嚟。
That tells us exactly what is the intent of God's heart.
神与人同住，嗱呢个圣经里边好一个好主要嘅信息嚟。
It is a critical concept for us to find and understand this matter of God wanting to dwell with men.
所以呢个亦都系神嘅旨意嘅一部分。
And this is part of God's
所以从无论旧约到到新约，不断嘅喺嗰度嚟到讲出神呢一个嘅意思。
And because that's God's plan, we'll see it throughout the Bible, from the Old Testament all the way through the New Testament.
嗱，我因为太多个经文，我只系拣几处。
There are too many actually references for us to list out. But I'm going to give you selected.References here.
呢个就系出埃及记25章嗰度讲嘅。
Firstly, in Exodus chapter 25, verse 9.
又当为我做圣所，使我可以住喺佢哋中间。
And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
新约约翰福音1章14节。
In the New Testament recorded in John 1:14.
道成了肉身，住喺我哋中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
甚至去到启示录21章，看啊，神嘅帐幕喺人间，他要与人同住。
Even if we go all the way to the end of the Bible in Revelation, it tells us that behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them.
约翰福音14章，当人问到佢嘅时候。主耶稣就回答说，人若爱我就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去做什么？与他同住。
Someone posed a question to the Lord, and the Lord responded, and we find that in the Gospel of John chapter 14. It says, Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And beyond that, it says, And we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
最后一节嘅圣经，约翰一书2章，凡遵守主道嘅，爱神嘅心喺佢里头，实在系完全嘅。从此我哋知道，我哋系在主嘅里边。人若说他住在主里边，就该自己照主所行的去行。
And then in 1 John chapter 2 it tells us.But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we are in him. He that says he abideth in him ought himself also to walk. So walk, even as he has walked.
讲这么多节的经文里面，弟兄姊妹，我们都很清楚的看到。
Now, there are many of throughout all of these verses put together, we can see
神要住喺人嘅中间
that God intends to dwell in man.
而我哋亦系要住喺神嘅家嘅中间
And we too then must dwell in his household.
但有一个里边有一个好重嘅一件事，我哋要留意。
But there is one thing that we have to emphasize and that we need to pay attention to.
呢度讲凡遵守主道嘅。
Here it tells you in 1 John chapter 2, he who keeps his word.
住喺主里边嘅人。
That means those who dwell with Christ.
有一件事我哋要做，就系遵行佢嘅旨意。
There is one thing that we need to do, and that is to live out His will.
所以第六节话，如果人话你自己话系住喺主里边嘅，就点样咧？就应该照着主所行嘅去行。
So in verse 6, it goes on to tell us, if one says that he dwells with Him, then he also ought to walk in the same manner that Christ walked.
我哋中国人有一句嘅成语啊。
This is a colloquialism in Chinese.
叫做扶持子孝。
It tells us that whatever the father has established,
a gentle father, then you should have an obedient child.
That if you have a gentle father, then you should follow and see a gentle child or obedient child.
嗰句说话咧就讲俾我哋听，一个家里边嘅几咁嘅和谐，几咁嘅。
And the intent is to paint a picture of a harmonious family, a family dwells in peace.
有一个咁慈祥嘅父亲，就有一个咁孝顺嘅仔女。
If you have a gentle father, then it would follow suit to see an obedient child.
咁喺呢个家嘅里头，呢个家就和谐。
And if that was the case in any particular family, then you will see a very harmonious, loving family.
So, 今天我们在神的家的里面。
So today we are in the household of God. We are in the family of God.
我们有一个义务。
And so then we too have this yearning.
义务啊，是一个 duty 或者。
We have a duty.
就是听神的话。
And that is that we should be obedient to God.
So, 弟兄姊妹同住喺埋一齐，喺一个家嘅里头。
So we dwell together and we are in the same family.
神嘅家就系喺一班爱佢嘅人嘅中间揾到。
We will find the house of God, a household of God, amongst those individuals who love the Lord.
神嘅家亦都系一班。遵守佢个话嘅人嘅中间
，We will find the household of God amongst those individuals who are obedient to the will of God。
我再讲啊
，Let me say this another way。
教会系神嘅家
，The church is the household of God。
嗰度系一个真理嘅发表
，And from that household, you should be able to exhibit the truth。
所以自古以嚟呢？或者在旧约的圣经里面神将神的话神将的真理放在他们的中间
So from ancient times or we can see that from the Old Testament times God has already implanted His truth in His word
当时对以色列人来讲是神的律法
For the Israelites it was in the shape of the law
但无论如何神的话要在他们的中间被建立起上来是从家的里面开始。
But regardless of how one looks at it, it starts with the family. The truth of the Lord, the truth of God is placed in the family.
因为如果你看《申命记》的时候，《申命记》那里就讲说，你今天要将神的话记在你的心的上面。
In Deuteronomy, it tells us that we are to record the word of God inscribe the word of God in our hearts.
并且是殷勤的去教训你的儿女。
And not only that, but to diligently teach your children the word of God.
他们又说日后如果你的仔问你耶和华我们的神吩咐你这样做这些 呢啲律法典章係咩意思啊？
And it goes on to say, if your child comes and asks, what does God mean by these instructions, by these commandments? How are these to be followed?
咁你就要話俾佢聽，我成句話係咁樣解釋咁。
Then you are to instruct him as to what God intends, how he is to follow after God's words.
所以喺嗰個時候，作父親嘅要將成句話語嚟到教導佢嘅兒女。
So it was given to the fathers at that particular time in the Old Testament to instruct their children as to what the word of God was.
咁同樣嘅喺新約嘅裏邊，亦都有一個父親係咁樣教住佢嘅仔嘅噃。
And then now similarly in the New Testament, we find the same example of a father instructing his son.
記唔記得頭先我哋睇過嗰節聖經
？Do you recall the verse that we read earlier？
咁保罗同佢嗰个属灵嘅仔提摩太就讲啦：，如果我耽延日久，或者我迟啲先至嚟得。
This is recorded in the verse we saw earlier when Paul was given instruction to his spiritual son, who is Timothy.
如果我以后迟嚟，你都知道啊，应该点样喺成？你知道喺成个家中应该点样行
？So Paul was saying, if I delay in coming to you, then doesn't matter because you should still know what is required of you, how you should behave in the house of God.
怎样行啊?
And how was he supposed to conduct himself?
教导他什么?
What was Paul trying to teach him?
讲真理。
He was teaching him the truth.
这个真理是什么? 是真理的柱石和根基。这个基督是真理的柱石和根基。
It's talking about the truth that we find in the living God,who is Christ, who is the pillar and the ground of truth.
啊，然后就讲大灾敬虔嘅奥秘，无人不以为然。啊，下边好多嘅一段说话。
It goes on in this particular passage to talk about the great mystery of godliness, right? So there's it should be without controversy, and then he lays out all the things regarding godliness.
所以弟兄姊妹，无论喺新约，无论喺旧约。
So brothers and sisters.We find this to be true whether it be Old Testament or the New.
这个家这个的意思是很实在的很深的放在人的中间。
It has been deeply ingrained into the teaching and ingrained into the minds of individuals throughout all times. What is the household or the family of God?
而且这个家的实在是特别的讲到持守神的真理显明的真理的地方。
And more critically is that the household, the family of God must be erected upon the pillar and ground of the truth.
今天的人很多人都说关乎神的家神的道理。
Many people teach the word of God. Many people teach the teachings of the Lord.
但是又很可惜亦都很多人讲神的家的时候只是讲人的道理。
But oftentimes, unfortunately though, when they are in a position to teach, they are actually just teaching about the wisdom of man.
还有在人间的领略。
And the precepts that concerns man.
Yeah. 我昨天朝头早去参加了一个丧礼。
Yesterday, actually, I attended a funeral.
叫做安息追思聚会。
It was labeled as a memorial service.
Yeah, memorial service. 咁我相信弟兄姊妹都参加过好多嘅丧礼吓。
I'm sure many, all of us have attended many funerals.
咁呢位稱為係基督徒主裏邊嘅一個姊妹離世咗。
So this particular funeral was to remember a sister in the Lord who had passed away.
咁佢哋喺嗰度開始一個追思，原來追思唔係追思主耶穌，唔係思想主耶穌。是最思念这个死去的人。
And so there was a memorial, so a remembrance. But unfortunately, the remembrance or the memorial was not for the Lord, to remember the Lord, but just to recall the life of this particular sister. I can honestly say that I could not recall even as limited as 5 references to the Lord or anything of God within the whole memorial service.
但整个呢, 是有两个钟头的聚会。
But the service was 2 hours long.
所以我又觉得非常的可惜。
So I felt very disappointed.
人只会高举人自己。
At the fact that man would tend to just elevate or exalt man himself.
但高举主的话, 提到主的,
but in that 2 hours long of a service, we couldn't even count 5 different sentences that referred to or that talked about or that alluded to God and the things regarding Christ. We recognize that the whole existence of the church is to allow for the truth to be exhibited to man. It's actually, the truth can only be exhibited by the church.
可惜, 表面上我们是讲福音,讲神的事, 但实底里面也都有人,
now outwardly, we could say we are attending a gospel service. We're attending a revival evangelism. But all we usually hear are words of man. The church should first and foremost exhibit the truth.
另一点,
the second point is that the church should be the source of love. We should see the source of love in the church. And we can see this in 1 John. First John tells us that this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave as commandment.
24节说遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
And verse 24 tells us, and he that keep his commandment dwells in him, and he dwells in Christ, and Christ dwells in him.
所以神的住家就是一班爱他的人。
So the household of God comprises of a group of people who love him.
就是在爱他的人的中间来找到。
And we can only find individuals, we can only find him amongst those who love him.
这一班人是彼此相爱的。
And this group of people should love one another.
我们都讲彼此相爱。
Now we all talk about this concept of loving one another.
我们时时都讲这个彼此相爱。
We constantly dwell on this topic of loving one another.
但问题，我们有没有这个实际？
But the issue is, do we live out the reality of loving one another?
初期的教会，他们彼此相爱，是用实际的行动来表现出来。
The early church, when it was first established, showed that love by being practical in their actions and what they did on a day-to-day basis.
他是卖了田地、田产，将这些钱放在一起，让大家一同来共用。
The Bible tells us that they sold their own property, all the land that they owned, gathered the funds from those sales, and then put it in one pot for everyone to be able to use to subsist upon.
所以他们是这样的共同的生活,让大家在生活上没有缺乏.
And so therefore they live together, and in so doing, no one was in lack.
当然今天我们不是共同的生活,好像他们这样.
Now today we don't live in a commune, we don't live together like the early church.
因此那个行动我们没有这样的需要,但原则一样.
So that specific action is not something that we do today, but nevertheless, what they did, what that concept or the principle is that governed them should also govern how we live today.
但当时初期的教会他们这么做,
now, the early church didn't do that because they had established some system.
他们这样的共同生活是因为他们的里面是有爱神的基础。
But they were able to live together and dwell in harmony because there was the essence of love that was real in their hearts.
你知道吗?单单只是有相爱的表现而没有爱神的心呢? 这个彼此的所谓的彼此的相爱都是感情化,情绪化。
It was in fact a not just mere love, but a love for God. For indeed, if there was just expressions of love without actual love for God, it would merely be for a display and it would serve no purpose.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,真正的彼此相爱,是因为人爱神,而接受他的命令,将这份爱显在肢体的身上。
So to really truly love one another, first we must have a love for God, and then to be able to be obedient to His words, and then to be able to express that love of God through how we interact with one another, and then to be able to love one another that way.
有一个真实的见证,有一个姊妹,
there is a testimony, that a true-to-life testimony.
有一位姊妹和另外一个姊妹非常的友好。
There was a particular sister in the Lord who was very close to another sister in the Lord.
开始的时候,他们真是出双入对的。
And so they were inseparable.
简直就是我们中国人讲的唐痴斗这样。
So they were inseparable. You could not, if you saw one, you saw the other.
经过一段的日子之后,
but after a period of time passed,
我们用A,这位A的姊妹就向B的姊妹有个要求。
So let's, for the sake of the story, just designate the two, one is Sister A and one is Sister B. So Sister A had a request of Sister B.
要求B姊妹让A姊妹进去她的公司里面去学习。
And she asked to see if it was possible for Sister B to bring Sister A into the office where she worked for her to get a job and learn there.
因为A姊妹想开一间跟B姊妹一样的手工艺公司。
Because it was the intent of Sister A to ultimately start her own business, and the business that was exactly what Sister B was involved with.
但是当然,离开同样的公司就是这个彼此有竞争。But
of course, if the intent was to start off on a business of her own, it would literally just mean competition for one another.
我又不知道这个B姊妹她的心里面怎么想,但口头上就答应了,你来吧,我来。
We're not quite sure what was in the heart of Sister B, but outwardly she expressed welcoming to Sister A. Say, okay, that's fine, come on in, and we'll bring you in.
但是当她去到这个店的时候,这个B姊妹什么都不教她。But
as it turns out, after Sister A was brought in, Sister B didn't end up teaching her anything.
只是叫她, 经常叫她出去送外卖。
And all she did was to instruct Sister B to be in the storefront to sell.
所以都去到嗰度都學唔到嘢.
And there wasn't anything that was taught to her per se.
咁於是呢個姊妹都係好，最後都係好失望咁樣離開咗.
And so ultimately, Sister A left that company very disappointed.
呢位姊妹話一年之後咧，後來呢個B姊妹。
A year later, Sister B discovered that she had cancer.
因為沒有其他的人，所以他就請這個A姊妹去幫忙去照顧她。
Because she did not have other resources that were available to her, so she ultimately resorted to asking Sister A to come and help her, take care of her.
這個姊妹說，我當然不願意啦，她以前對我這麼差。
And Sister A's response was, well, I'm not going to do it. She didn't deal very kindly with me when I had my request of her.
但这位姊妹在祷告里面的时候,
but when Sister A prayed,
她就听到主话, 你爱我吗?
The sister heard the voice of the Lord. The Lord was saying to her, do you love me?
他就记得主曾经跟彼得这样讲过。
And immediately the Sister A remembered the Lord saying the same exact thing to Peter in the Bible.
当时彼得就说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
Remember that Peter's response to the Lord was, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
所以这位姊妹也说，他又说彼得这样讲。
So then Sister A responded in the same way as Peter and said, Lord, you know that I love you.
所以他说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
Lord, you know that I love you.
但原来继续神要跟他说，那你要喂养我的小羊。
But then God spoke to her more, even more by stating what the Lord has stated to Peter. Then, if you love me, feed my sheep.
这位姊妹虽然里面心里面好大的挣扎，要不要去帮这位姊妹？
So Sister A had this struggle, a great struggle in her heart, whether she should go and be of help to this other sister.
但是她说，我好不想去，但是我不能够不爱我的主。
And her conclusion or her response was, I really don't want to go to help out Sister B, but I cannot help but to love my God. Because God loved me so. And because of that reason, she then agreed to be the help, the aid for the Sister B. Brothers and sisters, this love is not because of Sister A. This love was not her own.
是因为爱神的缘故.
This love that Sister A had was because of the love that she had to God first.
因为她接受了神的爱.
Because she was the recipient of God's love.
因为接受了神的爱而有所付出.
And because she already received God's love, she was able to give out love in return. And this is true love. Demonstration of loving one another. In the household of God, every one of us has our own distinct personality. But there is one constant, though, and that is the love of God, which is the same in all of us.
我们这个对神的爱越多，我们彼此相爱就越多。
If the love that we have for God is great, then that is also the same measure that we would have to love one another.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今日唔系去追求要有许多嘅彼此相爱，我哋要追求先有爱神嘅心。
Because of that, it is not our intent to pursue just loving one another. Our intent should be to love God even more.
因此盼望我们的彼此相爱 的实际的表现是因着这个基础，因着爱神。
And when that is the case, when the basis of our love is upon our love for God, then we would be able to love one another equally.
在神的家中，爱的源头就在这里能够得到彰显。
The origin or the source of the love should be based upon our love for God. And when that's the case, then it's displayed through loving one another.
在这里，在外面的人，不属主的人，他们可以不明白。
Outwardly, for the secular world, those who do not know the Lord, they may not understand this matter.
但是在我们都有这个主的共同的生命的神的儿女，我们这一点一定要查得清楚。
But for each one of us here, each one of us who has the life of the Lord, has the life of Christ in us, we should be very clear about this particular principle.
最后一点。
Lastly,
教会是神的家，这个家是得安息的地方。
The church is the household of God, and this household should be a place of rest.
这个你不用说，我都懂了。
You can say, I know this already. You don't have to go on with that.
人都知道。
This is logical to everyone.
那如果你不知道家是得安息的地方，你或者问一下珊珊。
If you don't know this concept, that the family is a place of rest, you can ask Helen.
他曾经去过上海去公干一段时间，住的是五星酒店，是吧？五星的公寓。
You can ask her because recently, because of work, she had to live away from home. She actually was living for a long period, extended period of time in Shanghai. She was living in the best places, 5-star hotels.
那里又不用你煮饭的，是吧？不用洗碗的。
You don't have to wash dishes. You don't have to cook. You don't have to do your own laundry.
你床都不用接的。
You don't even have to make your own bed.
那你又问一下他，究竟他想永远住在那里，还是想回家？
Go ahead and ask her, would she prefer to live in that environment for the rest of her life, or would she rather come home and live at home?
回到家又要煮饭，又要凑仔，又要洗衫，又要
Don't forget, living at home means that she has to worry about cooking, she has to worry about taking care of her kids, she has to worry about all the laundry, everything that has to do with chores.
但如果你问她的时候，她一定说愿意回家的，是吧？
But I'm sure that if you ask her where she would prefer to be, I'm sure her answer would be, I'd rather go home.
其他的地方无论几咁好，都是一个暂住的地方。
No matter how wonderful an environment may be, wherever you might be staying, that place is only temporary.
在家里面，这个家回到家才是一个实际的依据。
That only in the home, in your home, will you find true rest or a place of rest.
我们能够在家中来享受安息。
We can enjoy rest when we are home.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但还有一个问题。
But there is an issue.
在这个家的里面，在这个称为家的里的这个团体的里头。
If our fellowship, if the church is considered the home,
我们得到安息是不在话下。但是神有没有在我们中间得到安息？
It's possible certainly for us to feel at home and feel that we have a place of rest here whenever we're gathered together. But the more critical question is whether God can find a resting place here in the same home.
这个所谓家有没有叫神得到安息？
Does this home that we live in bring rest, a sense of rest and, to God?
有没有叫神得到享用？
Will God be able to find this place useful for him? Is God able to enjoy this place as his home?
我们都知道主耶稣在地上的时候，他日头去耶路撒冷工作，但是晚上要回到去哪里？伯大尼。
we recall from the life of Jesus, when he descended to earth, he went every single day to Jerusalem and to be able to minister there. That was his, for lack of a better word, workplace. But where did he return every single night? He returned to Bethany.
为什么? 我们说了很多次, 也都很多信息里面提过, 因为只有伯大尼那里, 主才享用到安息。
Why? Why is it that he always returned to Bethany? Because only in Bethany could the Lord find rest.
因为在伯大尼那里有爱他的人,
because there in Bethany were individuals who loved him.
又在伯大尼那里有接纳他的人在那里.
There were individuals in Bethany only who was willing to receive him.
在伯大尼里面有愿意遵行他旨意的人.
Because in Bethany, there were those individuals who were willing to be obedient to his teaching.
在伯大尼那里有愿意体贴他心的人在.
There were individuals in Bethany who looked out for the interests of our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们都可以了解到什么是家,怎样的彼此相爱。
So sure, we can understand the principles. What is love? What is the household of God?
神有没有在我们中间得到享用?
But the question is God able to enjoy this household?
弟兄姊妹,你知道,我们叫做神的家。
Now, the name of our local assembly is the House of God.
在神的家的这帮人的中间,
so then, for us, we who constitute the congregation at the House of God,
神在我们的中间得不得到安息?
The question is, can God find rest in us?
神在我们的中间得到享用呢?
Is God able to enjoy himself here amongst us?
弟兄姊妹,这个是我们应该思想的。
We have to think about this.
神越多的享用,神他的彰显就越多。
The more God is able to enjoy that particular place, the more he is able to exhibit or display himself in that place.
我们也都越多地去享用到他自己。
And then we would be able to enjoy more of him.
我们是要一个外表。
Do we want what seems to be proper outwardly?
还是说我们要一个实际。
Or are we more interested in having something substantial that's real?
我们是要大家一起鼓掌,还是说要得到神自己的称赞?
Do all of us want to have a say and the majority rule? Or do we want God to be in control?
弟兄姊妹,这个我们要我们真的从里面活出来。
Brothers and sisters, this requires for us to live out that truth. We need to display God Himself. The church is not merely individuals who know the Lord gathering together. And then that there's time that's divvied up to time for singing, time for praying, time for Bible studying. Or that there's time for prayer. But the church, a true gathering of the church, is where God is able to be exhibited.
好像一个家这样,叫所有在禁门中的人,进来都碰见这个主人。
So that just like any family, whoever rings the doorbell and enters into that family is able to see who is there. And for us, it's to, for anyone who comes through the door to see God displayed.
虽然或者有些人就说,我都不知道你说什么,整个中心不知道说什么。
Now, some might say, no, I don't understand. You've spoken for an hour, but I don't understand.
或者有些人根本 明白你喺度啲咩教訓。
I'm not quite sure. I know what you're trying to teach.
縱然係咁樣，我哋盼望你一個地步，呢啲人雖然係唔明白，但係有一件事佢哋可以同你講嘅就係話，我去到佢哋嘅家中，我知道嗰度有神，神喺佢哋嘅中間。
But that's okay. It's not a matter, even amongst those who are skeptical, or even though those who might not understand, at the very, very least, what we would want for them to be able to say and to be able to give us feedback on is that even though they don't understand, that they can still see God in our midst.
这个是我们的目的。
And this really is our sole purpose.
盼望我们一起在主面前来追求。
So we hope that is our collective hearts that we would desire to pursue.
盼望我们都一同在神的面前来付代价去遵行神的旨意。
To be willing to pay the cost, pay whatever the cost, in order to display
our Lord. 那个实在。
To live out the reality of Christ in us.
请我们低头祈祷。
Let us bow in a word of prayer.
主啊，但愿你自己用你的圣灵来引导我们。
Lord, we do ask that you will lead us and guide us by the Holy Spirit.
叫我们真知道我们的主。
That we might come to a real knowledge of our Lord.
又知道我们当作的事。
And allow us to know what we are to do.
让我们一同的起来，来到背起十字架，来到跟随你。
And that we're willing to rise up, take up the cross, and follow after our Lord.
好叫你能够在这个家中得着享用。
And may you be able to find enjoyment here in your house.
因为当你得着享用，我们也都得着祝福。
But when you are able to enjoy that time and find enjoyment here in the family of God, then we would benefit.
求主赐福给你自己的教会。
Lord, may you bless your church.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.